Imagine your grandfather's reaction if someone told him they were a woman trapped in a man's body. Just 30 years ago, such a statement would have seemed nonsensical. Today, questioning it marks you as ignorant or bigoted. This dramatic shift isn't merely about sexual politics. It represents a profound revolution in how we understand human identity itself. The sexual revolution sweeping Western society isn't simply about expanded freedoms. It's a complete reimagining of what it means to be human. What makes our era unique isn't the existence of sexual diversity, which has existed throughout history, but its normalization and celebration as valid expressions of authentic selfhood. This transformation reflects a deeper shift in how we conceptualize identity. Three crucial developments stand out: the prioritization of psychological inner life over physical reality, the affirmation of ordinary life over heroic or religious ideals, and the notion that nature provides an inner moral source. These changes have revolutionized how individuals understand themselves, moving from external social roles to internal psychological states as the primary source of identity. Our modern understanding of selfhood begins with Jean-Jacques Rousseau, whose ideas have become so embedded in Western culture that we rarely recognize their source. In his autobiography, Confessions, Rousseau aimed to show my fellow man a man in all the truth of nature, and this man is to be myself. Unlike earlier religious confessions tracking spiritual journeys toward God, Rousseau focused on psychological self-revelation. Rousseau established now familiar concepts. Authentic selfhood means acting from inner psychological conviction rather than external constraints. Society corrupts naturally good individuals, and sentiment forms the basis of ethics. When recounting his youthful theft of asparagus, he rejected innate depravity, blaming social pressure for corrupting his naturally good intentions. He distinguished between two forms of self-love: amour de soi-même, natural self-preservation, and amour propre, competitive pride. In nature, humans possess only the first, a basic survival instinct. The second emerges in society when everyone began to look at everyone else and to wish to be looked at himself, creating vanity and contempt on the one hand, shame and envy on the other. This framework provides the philosophical foundation for modern expressive individualism, where identity stems from inner psychological conviction rather than external traits. The Romantic poets transformed Rousseau's ideas into cultural expressions that reshaped Western consciousness. Wordsworth believed authentic human nature emerges by turning inward, away from artificial social constructs. His poetry reconnected with authentic selfhood by portraying uncorrupted rural life in emotional forms, revealing universal human experience. Percy Bysshe Shelley viewed poetry as a mystical medium, revealing universal truths hidden beneath life's particulars. Using the Aeolian lyre metaphor, he portrayed poets as instruments through which nature's forces express themselves, assuming a priest-like role, helping humanity reconnect with deeper reality. Shelley also linked sexual liberation with political freedom. He attacked conventional sexual mores, dismissing chastity as cheaply virtuous and advocating for natural sexual expression freed from religious restraints. Viewing marriage as the most odious of all monopolies, he argued it should exist only for mutual satisfaction, logic that would later inform modern no-fault divorce laws. For self-creating individuals to emerge, the concept of fixed human nature needed dismantling. Three 19th-century thinkers delivered decisive blows to this concept. Nietzsche's declaration that God is dead asserted that Enlightenment philosophy had rendered God implausible, destroying the foundation of Western morality. He argued humans err by giving themselves a transcendent nature, enslaving themselves to imposed moral codes. Marx linked social and economic conditions to how we constitute the world. He viewed human nature as existing in potential flux. As economic conditions change, so does human nature's manifestation. Observing the Industrial Revolution, Marx saw how capitalism remade society and people's identities. Darwin's theory of natural selection made metaphysical claims about life's origins irrelevant. By removing teleology from nature, he removed it from human beings too. Humanity was no longer the crown of creation with God-given status or transcendent ethical standards. All three thinkers provide rationales for a world where meaning must be created by humans, not discovered as given. If Rousseau psychologized the self, Sigmund Freud sexualized it. His genius lay in articulating existing ideas in scientific language that carried rhetorical power in the modern age. Through clinical observation, Freud constructed a framework that transformed our understanding of human nature. Freud's revolutionary claim was that sexuality begins at birth rather than puberty, making it essential to humanity. In three essays on the theory of sexuality, he outlined development through oral, anal, phallic, latency, and genital stages, recasting human development in sexual terms where each stage could produce specific neuroses if not successfully navigated. In Civilization and Its Discontents, Freud presented a fundamental trade-off, curbing sexual drives to make society possible. Civilization represents a contract where humans exchange freedom for security. This repression manifests in neurotic symptoms, the price of civilized existence. The social order requires sexual frustration, explaining why civilization inevitably produces discontent. Though his scientific methodology is now largely discredited, Freud's notion that humans are fundamentally sexual beings whose desires shape thinking has become embedded in our social imaginary. He reconfigured human destiny by emphasizing sexual fulfillment as the essence of happiness, enclosing human purpose within present satisfaction rather than future goals or spiritual aspirations. The fusion of Marxist and Freudian thought created a potent revolutionary ideology. Wilhelm Reich developed this through his sex economy concept, connecting sexual morality to political consciousness and positioning the patriarchal family as a unit of ideological control. Herbert Marcuse offered a more nuanced perspective with his performance principle and surplus repression concepts. He historicized Freud's ideas, arguing that economic systems create specific forms of behavioral control. The performance principle explains how economic contexts shape behavior, while surplus repression describes excessive sexual restrictions imposed beyond necessity. Marcuse fused sexuality with politics, viewing educational institutions as key to dismantling false consciousness. He proposed that freedom of thought requires rigid restrictions on speech and teaching. In his framework, if psychology, perverted by false consciousness, is the fundamental problem, words become weapons requiring regulation, explaining the growing view that free speech can be harmful rather than virtuous. Philip Reeve's Triumph of the Therapeutic concept has transformed public ethics. The 2015 Obergefell v. Hodges ruling exemplifies this shift, embracing expressive individualism through personal autonomy, unique two-person unions, family protection, and marriage as a keystone of social order. On campus, expressive individualism has reshaped higher education. As the self becomes psychologized, harm is increasingly defined psychologically rather than physically. Therapeutic values now frame freedom of speech as potentially harmful. Campus activism privileges emotional authenticity over reason, favoring messy and emotional writing connected to lived experiences. This revolution in selfhood centers on whether humans have fixed natures or are self-creating individuals whose authentic selves exist primarily in psychological conviction rather than biological reality. This transformation challenges our fundamental understanding of humanity, positioning the self as created rather than discovered.